One of Australia's largest not-for-profit childcare providers has decided it will mandate COVID vaccinations for all its employees. Good Start Early Learning says it plans to have all of its 15,000 employees vaccinated by the end of November. It's the first organisation in the sector to mandate the vaccine. Julia Davison is the CEO of Good Start Early Learning. Julia, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You've got 670 childcare centres across the country. Why has Good Start made this move to mandate vaccines?
So it's something we've been thinking about for some time. We have already been strongly encouraging our educators to get vaccinated, but we know many families have been asking about educators' vaccination status. They're feeling the need to be reassured, and we know that our staff are getting increasingly anxious. We also know that children under five can't be vaccinated in Australia. So the best way to protect them is for the adults around them to be vaccinated.
It's already mandated, isn't it, in New South Wales and Victoria?
Yeah, it's been mandated in New South Wales and Victoria, and the Northern Territory have indicated that they will be mandating it. And we think that's great. So we would prefer governments to mandate it. But with borders starting to open up and with us thinking about, you know, the lead time to getting getting everyone vaccinated, we've decided that we need to mandate it across the whole country. We think all staff, no matter where they are, in which state or territory, and all children deserve the same level of protection.
You've put the deadline at the end of November, which I suppose gives people a couple of months to comply. But what's been the reaction from your employees?
Vaccination isn't new for us at Good Start. So we've always required people to have whooping cough vaccinations. We've required them to have mumps vaccinations. And a couple of years ago, we mandated the influenza vaccinations. So I think many of our employees have been expecting us to mandate it. There have, however, been some who don't support mandatory vaccination.
And so what happens if an employee refuses to be vaccinated by the end of November, they're out of work? Is that it?
We'll work our way through each individual case, and we've got experience of doing that. As I said, we've previously mandated other vaccinations. We'll support people to get medical advice. We will absolutely take account of anyone who's got a medical exemption, anyone who might have a contraindication, and we'll look at what we can do to support them. And of course, we'll keep trying to encourage people to come to their own decision to get vaccinated. We've already done a couple of big webinars with our staff. One gave them access to Nick Coatsworth, another one to Norman Swan. We've got lots of information available to people.
Will you do in-house vaccination? Will you have vaccination on site for people to make it easy?
We've been exploring that. That's one of the things we do with the influenza vaccinations. So we engage providers to provide vaccines. That's not been an option for employers to date, although it looks as if that's starting to open up, and we've just actually gone to the market for our annual influenza vaccination program, and we've asked all the suppliers to let us know if they're able to offer COVID-19 vaccinations, and if they are, we will supplement the government vaccinations with our own in-house vaccination to make it easier for people to get them.
There's been hundreds of COVID outbreaks in childcare centres. We've been reporting on this recently here on Breakfast. Many of them, certainly many of the ones I'm aware of, it's been parents bringing COVID into the childcare centre. Will parents ultimately have to be vaccinated, do you think, to have their kids in childcare?
So in terms of the children in childcare, children's access is a matter for government, and it has been throughout the pandemic, and different states have got different rules in place or have had different rules in place at different points in time. So access is currently restricted in Victoria to permitted workers and vulnerable children, and New South Wales is strongly encouraging families not to bring their children unless they're an essential worker. In both those states, we've implemented outdoor pick-up and drop-offs, and I think both governments and ourselves will be continuing to consider how best to mitigate transmission going forward. But at the moment, where there's a high level of outbreak, outdoor pickups and drop-offs are the way for us to deal with that in our sector. And you're okay, right, Fran. I think yesterday there were 270 ECEC services closed across the country.
And when we reported on this just a week or so ago, what we were noting was that there was a very much a gap in the response from health departments and warnings for childcare centres to pass on to parents. So we had a situation where, you know, one childcare centre had been closed for 5 or 6 days after an infection. People were left in the dark. They were self-isolating because they thought that was the right thing to do, but there was no instruction. So people were free to walk around. What's happening? What's the protocols that Good Start has in place for when an outbreak occurs now?
Yeah, so we've obviously been learning like everyone else as we've gone through the pandemic. One of the advantages of being a national operator is that we had experience in Victoria when the New South Wales recent outbreak happened, so we had our own protocols, and we've always taken a very cautious approach. But we believe very strongly that the more people that get vaccinated, so the more educators and the more families that get vaccinated, the lower the levels of transmission will be. So hence our decision to get on and get the staff at Good Start vaccinated. I think it'll also mean we'll be able to stay open more during the transition period than perhaps we have been when there have been cases in centres previously.
All right. Julia, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Julia Davison is the CEO of Good Start Early Learning, which has just announced it will introduce mandatory vaccination for its staff. They will have to be vaccinated by the end of November.